The story we're going to do today is about a man by the name of Rav. That wasn't his real name, that was the name he was known by. And he was the chief rabbi in Babylon. He was a great astronomer. He was a student of Rebbe's. He was that generation which was the first generation of Amoraim that still... they could argue with Tanoim. And a pagan, a Persian pagan, once came into Rav and said, I want to learn Torah, I want to be a Jew. So Rav saw that the man was a Persian, he didn't know the Aleph Beis, he didn't know how to read Hebrew. So he took a blackboard and he drew the shape of an Aleph and he said, this is an Aleph, say after me, Aleph. So the Persian shrugged his shoulders and he said, who says? Maybe it's not an Aleph. Maybe that's not how you draw an Aleph. So Rav figures, okay, I have to be patient with this guy. So he said, okay, this is a base. He draws a base. And the guy again was stubborn. Who says? So Rav kicked him out. Said, you're wasting my time. Get out of here. The Persian decided, okay, if the chief rabbi isn't taking me in, I'm going to go to the second assistant chief rabbi, Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel were contemporaries. Shmuel was a tremendous doctor. Shmuel was an even greater astronomer than Rav. And so this Persian went to Shmuel. The Gemara says that Shmuel could look at the ocean. Shmuel, many stories the Gemara says, Shmuel... Okay, Shmuel cured Rebbe. Rebbe once had a problem with his eyes. So Shmuel said, this is the medication, put it on. So Rebbe said, no, no, my eyes are hurting too much, I can't put it on. So he said, okay, so smear it around. He said, no, I can't do that. So Shmuel finally said, I'll tell you what you do. Here's a case of the medication. Put it under your pillow, under your head, and I'll make it extra potent so it'll seep through your skull, to your eyes. And he cured him. The Gemara brings many fantastic stories that Shmuel knew how to cure different things. So Shmuel was a doctor, and this Persian comes to Shmuel and says, I want to learn Torah, I want to be a Jew. So Shmuel sees he doesn't know anything, so he takes out a blackboard, says, this is an Aleph. Say, Aleph. So the Persian shrugs his shoulders and says, who says? Maybe it's not an Aleph. Shmuel didn't say anything, tries the same tactic, writes a beis, says, say base. So the Persian says, who says that's a base? So Shmuel looks at him, takes his ear, and pinches his ear. So the guy says, ah, my ear. So Shmuel said, who said that's your ear? How'd you know that? So he says, what do you mean? Everyone knows that's my ear. So Shmuel says, oh, really? The guy's rubbing his ear. Shmuel says, well, everyone knows that that's an ear. And everyone knows that this is an Aleph and that's a Beis. So the guy became quiet, he started learning, and in due time he became a true Ger Tzedek. Now let's ask ourselves, what's the idea behind the story? Let's learn one more story, and then I'll leave you with a thought. What's the message of both these stories? A similar story happened with Hillel. We've all heard of Hillel and Shammai. So we know that there were a few stories where people came and wanted to convert and wanted to become Gerim, and Shammai refused their conditions and Hillel was able to work around them. You guys know the stories on one foot, yeah. On the condition I'll be a Kohen Gadol. So one story is that a guy came into Hillel and the story goes as follows. A guy came in and says to Shammai, how many Torahs do you Jews have? So he says two. The written law and the oral law. So the written law, we have the Torah as you see it. And the oral law we have on tradition going back to Moshe from Sinai. Moshe gave it to Joshua. Joshua gave it to the elders. And generation to generation till we reach here. So the non-Jew said, I want to learn Torah, I want to become a Jew, but I'll only believe in the written Torah. That I could read on my own, the oral law, I have to go to rabbis, I have to learn, I don't believe it. How do I know if you're telling me the truth? Teach me only the written law. So Shammai went with the letter of the law. The letter of the law is if someone wants to become a ger, it has to be on condition. They accept the written law, the oral law, the traditions, the customs, everything. You want to accept it, good. You don't want to accept it, goodbye. This is what Judaism is about. So Shammai said, leave, it's over. We have nothing to talk about. So the guy sees that Shammai isn't willing to accept his conditions. He goes to Hillel. So he says, I want to become a Jew on condition I take the written law, not the oral law. Now Hillel understood that what this guy wanted was truth. But he also understood that the guy didn't understand that the written law has no value without the oral law, and without it you'd get nowhere. But he knew that the guy really believed in monotheism and really wanted to take the root of the Torah. He just didn't understand that you can't have one without the other. So Hillel says, if you want to learn the written law, you got to first learn how to read. So the guy says, fine. So Hillel, on day number one, he draws him an aleph. He says, this is an aleph. Draws him a beis, that's a beis. Gimel, gimel, dalet, dalet. The guy learns aleph, beis, gimel, dalet. Fine. He goes away, he's reviewing it. The next day, he comes and Hillel says, let's review what we learned. He points to the aleph and he says, now that's a dalet. Points to the beis, says, that's a gimel. He reverses all the letters. He says, okay, dalet, beis, gimel, aleph. The guy looks at him, he says, what's wrong with you? I don't understand. Yesterday you told me the opposite. Yesterday you said that this is an aleph. Now you're saying this is a dalet. But what's going on? So which way is it? Is this an aleph or is it a dalet? Is it a beis or a gimel? So Hillel says, you see, you have to believe me that I told you yesterday this is the order, these are the letters. If you trust me that these are the aleph beis, trust me the way I'm going to explain to you, the way we have what they write, the written law. I didn't make it up. I'm giving you on tradition. That's how I know aleph is an aleph and beis is a beis. And when he heard that, he thought about it and he said, you're right. The truth is, without you, I wouldn't have the written law either. So he accepted it and he became a ger tzedek. Now let's compare both stories. We're out of time, but that's homework. Think about it. What's the message of both stories? What was Hillel telling his ger? And what was Shmuel telling his ger? The story is in a nutshell. Shmuel pinched his ear. The guy says, ah, that's my ear. He says, you're right, that's your ear. How do you know it's your ear? Everyone knows that's my ear. Well, everyone knows. This is an aleph and this is the beis. Believe me what I'm telling you. That's the story with Shmuel. With Hillel, the story is aleph, beis, gimel, dalet. Ah, you believe me this is an aleph? So believe me the explanation that I'll tell you on the written law. Okay, think about it. A little bit of that. Okay, let's go over to Aryan Yaakov.